problems every day. Makes me wanna holler, go away. I need more peace and hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio. Listen, Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware. I've got strategies for living. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio.
Oh yeah, you know we need them. We need those strategies, don't we? If we're living,
as long as we're living,
we need those strategies for living. So are you ready? You ready for your daily dose of radio rehab?
Ooh, they better get ready.
They better be ready today, yeah.
That's all I can say.
Hey, folks, welcome. Welcome into another edition of Strategies for Living. I'm Dr. David McMillan. She is psychotherapist, PLPC Lauren Leon McMillan. And you know, Lauren, one of the best things... there's a lot of good things about doing this radio program, but one of the best things is you and I get to catch up occasionally with good friends.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're going to do today. And, you know, he's not on just because he's a good friend. He's
no,
on, he's
he
on
an
because
excellent life strategist.
He is a fantastic life strategist. Mr. Dan Baldwin is on today as our life strategist. And, you know, Dan...
what topic are we talking about today with
I'm
Dan?
Not sure.
Because he brings so many strategies many areas.
You know, Dan is a ghostwriter.
Yes.
You know?
That's right.
And so, he doesn't write stories to ghost.
Ooh,
and he doesn't write... although I guess he has,
yeah.
now that
yeah.
I mentioned it.
Yeah.
And he doesn't write stories about ghosts, although he's done that too.
Yeah. He's a multidimensional ghostwriter in that sense, then, isn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he writes for other people. So we're going to talk a little bit about ghost writing today. And by the way, people know we've recently written a book. It was not ghost written by Dan Baldwin.
No.
No. Although he inspired us.
Yeah, yeah, he did.
I mean, he I got to say, Dan inspired us.
When you rub elbows with excellent writers such as Dan... You get the itch.
You just can't help it.
Yeah.
You can't help it. We're going to talk about ghostwriting today. We may talk about, who knows? We may talk about JFK. We may talk about ET, UFO. Who knows?
Yeah, wherever Dan takes us.
There was a book that Dan posted recently that he wrote from a former ABC News photographer that he worked with called The Last Newsreel. We'll start there.
All right.
And see where we go. Folks, thank you for tuning in to Strategies for Living. We appreciate you being here with us, and we appreciate our sponsors making it all possible. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing and Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator Italian Sausage, and some pretty good Muffies, too. Back in a moment with Dan Baldwin right here on Strategies. Welcome into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. And let's welcome into the program. How do you even talk about a guy like Dan Baldwin, a guy that is one of our very favorite life strategists? a guy who's, I think he's lost track of how much he's written. I mean, that's how much he's written. I mean, at one time I could have said, here's Dan Baldwin, the author of 15 novels.
Right.
But I bet that, you know, he doesn't even know how many novels he's written now, let alone ghostwritten for other people, both fiction and nonfiction stuff. He's written thrillers and mysteries and westerns and short stories. Oh, my. Dan Baldwin, welcome back.
Good to be back.
So
glad to hear from both of yous.
We're just happy to be here. And, you know, let's talk a little bit about ghostwriting, because you of course, you've written so much for so many. When you define ghostwriting, how do you define it, Dan? What do you tell people ghostwriting is?
Yeah, your name goes on the cover of the book. My name goes on the check.
There you go.
Pretty succinct answer.
that is as brief as I can put it.
That's pretty brief.
Basically, somebody tells me their story, mm-hmm. and I, you know, basically put it in the King's English, and generally I'm anonymous. Sometimes I'll get credited as the ghostwriter, but basically it's the guy that hires me or the lady that hires me. Their name goes on the book, and I get paid for doing the work.
You wrote...
It's a fascinating career, fascinating.
Yeah, you wrote one of your... and your name is on the book. You worked with a gentleman by the name of Ralph Mayer, who was a legendary, I think, ABC News Network news person. He was a filmmaker, and he covered the 60s and the 70s, and it doesn't get much more exciting news wise than that.
Yeah, right? Yeah, yeah. You got the Federale shooting at you.
Yeah,
it's pretty exciting. I made a list here. Ralph was nominated for an Emmy Award, and he got an Outstanding Documentary Program Achievement from the Academy. He was nominated and won three times, National Press Photographer three times, and the Directors Guild Best Director Documentary once.
Wow.
So, yeah, and he was the top guy at ABC at the network level. Yeah, he worked his way up, but he ended up at the network level in some of the most turbulent times of the 60s and the 70s.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, okay, so let's use him as an example, and Ralph is no longer with us, unfortunately. But the book is still selling. The Last Newsreel. It's a fascinating book. It's one that's hard to put down.
Yeah, we won the we're a winner in the New Mexico Arizona Book Awards competition.
So congratulations!
An award winning book.
So
yeah, strange. Yeah, I met Ralph. I was at a book signing, I think it was a book signing. He came up and sat down, and he said he thought he had a book in him and he wanted some advice on how to do it. And, me being me, I told him, this is how you go about doing it, writing your book and get it produced.
Yep.
And he thought, I guess a year later, he called me up and said, he's not a writer. Would I be interested in working with him? And I went down he's from Tucson, south of Tucson, down and met with him. And, we shook hands, struck a deal. And so, I interviewed him, wrote up the book. We worked together to make sure it was everything that he wanted it to be, and self-published it, and it was off and running.
Wow.
But he's fascinating cat. That's one of the things I enjoy about ghostwriting is you get to meet the most fascinating people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the most surprising thing that ghostwriting has taught you about people?
I'm not sure it's taught me anything about people in general. Mm-hmm. It's taught me a lot about people in specific. And, a lot of people are not what they seem, and then a lot of people are a lot more genuine than they really seem.
Human beings, we're complicated.
We are.
We are complicated and simple all at the same time, aren't we?
That kind of describes me, a complicated simpleton.
Yeah.
that would be me. Yeah, it's interesting. We're on Strategies for Living. It's in my novels. I am the most unstrategic person you will ever meet. I trust my subconscious implicitly. I don't outline. I don't do character sketches. I don't plot whatsoever. Yeah. But on my ghostwriting work, which we're talking about now, I plot heavily because I'm telling a real story. So it's an entirely different process.
Right. All right. Have you written more ghostwriting? I'm talking now. Dan, have you written more fiction or nonfiction, or is it about equal?
Oh, by far. Yeah, I think in terms of ghostwriting for other people, I'm probably around 100 books, published books, and around my stuff, novels and collections, probably around 30.
Okay. All right. So.
But yeah,
the ghost written books, are most of those nonfiction books?
Yeah, I have ghosted a few novels. I can't tell you the name of who.
Right.
But yeah, I've ghosted a few novels, but most of it's nonfiction.
Right.
And the majority of what I do would fall into the category of motivation, sales, and inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
And then, every once in a while, I'm blessed with, Ralph Mayer will show up, or a Pat Lacey. She was one of the first black Playboy bunnies. If somebody like that shows up.
Fascinating.
People like that. But yeah. Working with people like Ralph, it doesn't even approach labor. You're dealing with such interesting people. It's almost fun.
Is there some therapeutic aspect feeling that you can help people share their stories in that way, you think?
Well, yeah, Lauren, that's an excellent point. Not so much for me. But working with is therapy for the other person, the person who has hired me to write it. I can't tell you how many times I've heard, I've never told anybody that story in my entire life.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Once you build up a level of trust, they just start talking, and it surprises them what comes out a lot of times. And
I
think part of what we're doing is lightly classify itself as a form of therapy, simply because they get to talk something out that they've held in.
You
guys know more about that than I do.
How common is, I mean, Ralph came up to you and said, I think I've got a book in me. How common is that? How many of us have books in us?
Everybody has at least one book within them, either a personal story, or they've got a story, a fiction story they want to tell.
Yeah.
Everybody's got a story. And fortunately for me, I run into characters who either generally they don't have the talent to write the book, and they realize I got to get my story out. And this is especially true in the business world. I've got to get my story out. I need somebody who can write my story. And that's where I come in.
Yeah.
And a lot of times I've written for people who are, very capable writers. In fact, writers who have won writing awards, simply because they say, Dan, I don't have time to do this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. In other words, as a ghostwriter, that's my profession. He said, it'll take me 2 years to do what you can do in 6 months. And I need this in 6 months. Yeah. So, yeah.
I'm gonna ask you an obvious question that is kind of, I guess I could also say it's the elephant in the room nowadays, since we're talking about ghostwriting. I mean, there's this thing on the market that just came out yesterday or day before called.
I hate it.
But I'm gonna give
plagiarism.
I'm gonna give you the opportunity to speak to it, because I mean,
tell us how you really feel.
How do you really feel about this thing, this new thing called AI? Because it's it's out there saying, hey, I'll write your book for you.
Let me divide that into two. I'm very excited about the possibilities of AI in science.
Mm-hmm.
If you've been following what they've been doing with the Webb telescope, they've enhanced our knowledge incomprehensible amount of time through using of AI. So
right.
I'm very pro AI. When it comes to creativity, it's trash. It's absolute trash. I've seen ads, write your novel this morning, we can publish it within a week.
Yeah.
Write your hit song this morning.
Yep.
No, you can't do it. No, it's impossible. Mm. And what you get is trash.
Mm.
It's junk, trash, BS. I hate it. Don't even get involved with it. Stay away from it. It's poison. Yeah. Don't buy into it. You're being ripped off. Go away from it. Use your own creativity.
Put your tennis shoes on and run the other way, folks. That's Dan Baldwin's message.
Was that clear?
I wish you weren't so shy. I wish we didn't have to work so hard to pull out what you really believed and thought.
I tend to be obscure at times. I admit it. I tend to be obscure.
Yeah, well, that's okay. That's okay. You've earned the right, my friend. You've earned the right. If you
use an AI in a creative endeavor like writing, mm-hmm. you're lying to yourself. You're not a writer. Mm. You're a plagiarist.
What's the best way if someone is interested in working with you? What's the best way for someone to get a hold of Dan?
Basically, email me, baldco@msn.com, or go to one of my websites, www.danbaldwin.com, or www.fournightspress.com, or give me a phone call. And basically, somebody will call up or contact, and if we chat back and forth on the phone, if it sounds worth pursuing for each of us, we'll meet for a cup of coffee and discuss it. And at that point, start negotiating details.
And I tell you what, folks, if you decide you're going to work with Dan Baldwin, you're going to get a quality product. Mm-hmm. Dan Baldwin, our life strategist today here on Strategies for a Living. We're talking about ghostwriting and much more. Lots to learn today from Dan Baldwin. Stay with us. More to come on Strategies. Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. You know, I say it a lot. There's no place like the
Absolutely
Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd, join the fun, become a member. When you become a member, you become a star. Mm-hmm. You get discounts on movies, you get concession upgrades, you get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The Robinson Film Center .org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Donisa Walker with Learning RX Shreveport. If your child struggles to read, maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending, Learning RX Shreveport offers a science solution to reading problems, working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call Learning RX Shreveport. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does Learning RX Shreveport.
Welcome back. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, Dan Baldwin, and we're talking about his work today. Well, Dan is a very interesting character. Emphasis on character. When a guy can...
You know me too well.
When a guy can write for a fellow like Ralph Mayer and ghostwrite... Well, and you know, he put you on. He, you know, a lot of people will just, as you said earlier, put themselves on. But he shared with you, and that book is The Last Newsreel. There's a great example of the work Dan can do. It's hard to put this book down, at least for me, being an old guy that experienced the '60s and the '70s. You know, because this guy was a you know, he filmed a lot of the history of the 60s and the 70s.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So if you want to work with Dan, danbaldwin.com. And you can go to the website and find his phone number, chat with him. Also, fournightspress.com.
Yes, and, that's like Fournightht.
Yeah.
There you go.
Like the Shining in armor. Kind.
Like, yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Has anybody ever approached you to do a project that you've just said, oh, I can't do that? You know, I can't write about that.
That's a great question. The two things, yeah, you always get this question. If you're a professional writer, you always get this question. Hey, I got a great idea for a novel. You write it, and we'll split it 50-50.
Yeah.
Yeah, every writer gets that. But, yeah, in terms of, yeah, you're asking, like, if, I'll say the world's worst racist came up to me and wanted me to write his story, would I do that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that what you're getting at?
That's exactly what I'm getting at.
I would, because I would like that experience. I'd like to know what goes into somebody's head like that.
Hmm.
Just to interview.
Yeah,
seriously, just to learn. There's probably I don't know that I would get in. I don't know that I would write a manifesto for something like that.
Right.
You know, but in terms of would I write a book for a scoundrel? As a general rule, I would have to say, yeah, I would like to know one thing. Know your enemy, for one thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. Imagine the knowledge you would get from writing somebody from a totally opposite perspective of yours.
It reminds me of the Abel.
Yeah. Even if that perspective was an evil perspective, imagine the insight you could gain.
True. Right. Very true.
Yeah, it reminds me of the Abe Lincoln quote. You know, I don't like that man. I think I'll have to know him, get to know him better.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
There you go. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Then you can go to, now I know him. Yeah. I can hate him.
Now you can say that.
Right out of Tombstone, you know, Doc Holliday. Yep. Now I know. I hate him.
What you know, when, of course, you and I eons ago worked with each other and knew each other, we were both in the variations of the advertising business. I was in broadcasting, you were in the agency, the advertising agency business. You were quite the copywriter and quite the agency guy. And, you know, very creative. You know, has there ever been a project that you've said, oh, my gosh, I can't believe I did. You know, you're into it I can't believe I'm really having to work hard. Or does it just flow? Does it tend to flow for you, Dan?
The novels flow. Mm. They just flow, and yeah, you get into it, and you go. If you're lucky, every once in a while, you get that phrase like, "Wow, I can't believe I wrote that."
Yeah,
I don't think I wrote that. Who wrote that? Yeah. Where did that come from?
Yeah.
You know, and the in terms of the emotional perspective from the writer, it's not as much fun writing ghost writing because it's you know what's going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, unlike with my novel, I have no idea what's going to happen in the next page. With a ghostwriting project, it's completely laid out. So there's not that level of excitement. There is a lot of joy in it, though, because I'm always learning something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're learning something about, even if it's something you've written, say it's a sales and marketing book I've written on the subject, say 15 times, you're still learning somebody's perspective on that.
Yeah.
So it's still something new, and you're always learning something. Like, one of the benefits of it, I was writing a book for one of these, I can't mention his name, but he's one of these big sales motivators. He does like a weekend event where you pay $5,000 for 2 days.
Right.
And you sit in the auditorium. Yeah. Yeah. He hired me. So not only did I get that, I sat in for the 2 days. Not only did I get $5,000 worth of education, I got paid to do it.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah, that's not a bad gig.
That's not a bad gig at all. Yeah.
Yeah, and you multiply that, you know, by you get to learn so many different things from the inside. From the inside,
right?
You know, like I mentioned, I wrote a book about one of the first black Playboy bunnies. You learn a lot about the insides, what really goes on, you know, in the Playboy organization. Yeah. I wrote a book about how they pay off the pirates when they kidnap one of those great big tankers. You know, it's just you know, something. There's always something new, and even if it's an old subject, you're still learning something new about that subject.
Yeah. Yeah. When you were a little fella, did you know you were going to be a writer? Did you know that one day you would grow up to be a writer and write books?
Looking back, yeah, I did not know it. But looking back, the seed was always there. I can remember I wanted to write a play in the third grade. It was struck out. I couldn't write it, but I remember trying to write a play as early as the third grade.
Wow!
So yeah, the seed has always been there. So,
what was the biggest encouragement for you, Dan, in terms of as you moved, from that third grade experience of I can't, to doing it. Over and over, and doing it well, and winning so many awards at it. What do you credit getting you there?
Yeah, I think it goes back to the time when you and I, a couple of years after you and I had first met. Yeah, I was doing an awful lot of advertising copy and winning some awards, and one day it hit me. Not so much because of the awards, but the quality of the work. It hit me that, hey, I can do this.
Mm-hmm.
I can write this stuff, and I'm good at it.
Yeah.
And, you know, just that sudden realization at that point that, you know, I'm good at something that I enjoy doing.
Mm. Yeah.
That really lit the fire to move on.
Yeah. I want to turn here for a second to something, and we'll come back to the ghostwriting and... You know, thank you for telling those stories. But, you know, I remember this has been years. You know, we knew each other back in the day, and then we kept in touch with each other through the years, through your, you know, once you started to write and to publish. And I remember one day you were back in town, and we were sharing a cup of coffee and a piece of pie at Strawn's, I think, you and Mary and I. And the subject of JFK came up, and I couldn't believe, you know, you were you were so knowledgeable and had so much experience. That level of curiosity, you know, is that what motivates you and moves you forward, whether you're talking about JFK or whether you're talking about Jack Ruby or whether you're talking about ETs or UFOs.
Yeah, that came up this afternoon. I was at my spa doing my weight training, and one of the young guys there, he knows me fairly well, knows what I do, and he said, you know, you're into this JFK and you're into this UFO stuff and you're into ghostwriting and, you know, what is it with you? And I just looked at him and said, I can't stand a mystery. I've got to, if it interests me, I've got to know what's behind it. And so that happened with the JFK thing. And that's what happened with the UFO and the paranormal stuff that, you know, that we've talked about, you know, many times before.
Yeah.
Said, I've got to find out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
since we're mentioning the JFK stuff, and President Trump released that last big treasure trove,
I guess. It's not all released yet.
Oh, okay. But is it, you know, it was called a treasure trove. Is it really a treasure trove? Okay.
So no.
What did you find from what has been released so far?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. All right. So
nothing that hasn't been out there a long time. You know, maybe a few more details about something, but nothing new. I'm waiting on a couple of things to come out that might be interesting, but nothing really shocking. I've been telling you. In fact, you may have seen a post or two on Facebook. But yeah, if you want to know what happened, the information has been out there since day one. You just have to dig for it.
Yeah.
It's all out there. You have to really work for it. But I tell people, even I make presentations every once in a while, and I quote specific government documents that if you can put two and two together, you know who did what and how they did it.
Yeah.
So okay. the new stuff. Yeah, I was hoping it would be interesting, but I really wasn't expecting much.
No smoking gun there.
Not so far. But then again, like I keep saying, you don't need one.
Yeah, right. The smoking gun has been there all along.
It's been there since November 22nd, 1963.
Talking to Dan,
if you're willing to look at the documents.
Yeah, to Dan Baldwin today on Strategies for Living. You can find Dan at www.danbaldwin.com, and you can also find him at fournightspress.com. That's FournightsPress. Look at that. It can spell.
All right.
Back with more Dan Baldwin on Strategies for Living. Stay with us.
From the bayou to your table, we're keeping it alive with flavors from the family passed down to survive. The Godfather's here. With a twist in the tail, alligator, Italian sausage, and it sure won't fail. It's the boss of the bayou, a taste you can't refuse. Italian tradition, Cajun infused. Come on, the sausage, bold and true. Andre's bringing the bayou to you.
Get the Godfather, alligator Italian sausage only at Fertitta's Delicatessen, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Pick up a Muffy while you're there. The Godfather, alligator Italian sausage. It's a taste you can't refuse. Sold only at Fertitta's, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Dealing with stress, pain, feel like you're running out of options? When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now, there's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strawn's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us. All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference balanced wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to Strawn's, thebalancedlife.us.
We got them right here, Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, with one of our very favorite life strategists today. He's not even it's not even work when we get to do and catch up with Dan Baldwin, right?
Don't tell them. Yeah. Don't let them know that secret.
Yeah. Well, Dan may feel very different about it.
It's old home week, you know.
There you go. There you go. We've been talking about ghost riding and all the things
Dan gets himself into.
Yeah, he gets himself into extraterrestrials and UFOs, oh my, and JFK.
I can't stand a mystery.
No. And we've had the pleasure of working on some projects together.
Yes.
Yeah. In your Paranormal Pendulum series. Mm-hmm. And
we've done some good work together.
I think so.
I'd like to think so.
Yeah, definitely.
And I hope I enjoyed it. I hope it will continue.
Looking forward to the next adventures.
Too. When you and that brings up a question, Dan. When you finish a project, I'm not talking ghostwriting now, because those come, and you know I'm sure you have several that you work with at one time, and it can probably get somewhat at times like a juggling act.
Sometimes, and, yeah. generally not, but sometimes, yeah.
But on the stuff that you do, whether it's you know, the fiction or nonfiction stuff, and you write both. Once you finish a project, do you know what's coming next, or have an idea? You know, what do I want to work on next?
Oh, no, absolutely not. Yeah, in terms of ghostwriting, sometimes I'll have I may be negotiating with somebody. You know, and you know, maybe there's something in the pipeline. In terms of the novel stuff, haven't a clue. I have not a clue. I try not to think too much about that in advance, except the then I will sit down, I finish a novel, and it's time to write something. What do I want to write about? And generally, something will just, I trust my subconscious, something will pop into my brain and I start writing. And sometimes I won't even know what genre I'm writing. Yeah. I just start writing.
People will get a kick out of, we were mentioning last segment, the JFK stuff. You've got three Sparky novels. Sparky and the King.
Sparky and the Twins.
Sparky and the Beard, that's about Castro.
Sparky and the Beard and Sparky and the Twins, yeah.
That's about the two Lee Harvey Oswalds.
Right. And people will really be interested in all three of the Sparky novels, and they're hard to put down. But Sparky and the King, Sparky and the King has lots of Shreveport area. Shreveport, actually Shreveport Bossier stuff.
That was the heyday of the Bossier Strip and the Louisiana Hayride. Southern Made Donuts, Stan's Record Shop. Yeah, all those places are in there. Stork Club.
And people may not know that when we talk about Sparky, we're talking about Jack Ruby, the hero, if you will, quote unquote, hero of those novels, is none other than Jack Ruby.
Who spent a lot of time in Shreveport Bossier.
Yeah, people may not know that.
Yeah, he would come over to obviously the Bossier Strip and looking for new dancers for his club over in Dallas. So he had a lot of connections in the Shreveport Bossier City area.
When you think about somebody like a Jack Ruby, and you of course a lot of people have a lot of opinions, right? And that's across a lot of different from almost no knowledge of the assassination and what went on afterwards to somebody like yourself who has, plowed through lots and lots of information. What would most people be surprised about to know about Jack Ruby?
Well, there's a lot, but probably that he was an FBI informant. And that, you go back, and his working as an informant goes back to 1947. He was scheduled to appear before the House Subcommittee on Un-American Activities, 47. And there's a letter. It's in the records. But there's a letter asking the committee to not interview him. His name was Jack Rubenstein at that time. That's before it became changed it to Jack Ruby.
Right.
But asking the Committee on Un-American Activities not to interview Jack Ruby, it was signed by Congressman Richard Nixon of California.
Wow.
So and he was an FBI informant. They know for a fact that he met with the FBI at least 9 times. That's on the record. So that would probably surprise people most. You know, he had connections with the Dallas police and the underworld, but that he had such good connections with the FBI would probably surprise most people.
Yeah. Let's put it this way: Mr. Hoover certainly knew who Jack Ruby was.
Oh yeah. But yeah, that, again, in terms of at least the way I write, part of the fun of not writing novels is the research. Because once you start, yeah, especially in historical research, because you start finding out all kinds of things. And, yeah. You know, the what you see on the surface has nothing to do with the reality below. That's revealed in you know, documentation and research. Mm.
Do you worry? Do you ever worry, Dan, I'm going to make you earn your life strategist stripes here before we finish?
Yeah.
Do you ever worry because of when you dive, you do a deep dive and you learn? Do you ever worry that we, the people, are underinformed, undereducated, too trusting of perhaps traditional media at all? To be told and informed. Do you ever lose any sleep at night?
You folks don't please don't be offended, but the American public is grotesquely uninformed about what's going on.
Yeah. Hmm.
Don't believe me. Pick a subject or pick 10 subjects that you see on the news, big subject. Make a list of what they say, and then dig into the records, dig into the original documentation, go to the original people, not the reports of the original reports, original documentation. Go to the original documentation, and you'll see, you know, 180 degrees difference.
Yeah. It would absolutely shock some people, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it does. I mean, in the JFK presentations, I've had people stand up and just shake their heads and walk out. They can't handle it.
Yeah.
And I'm holding up official documents. Yeah. This is what it says here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like somebody once said, I was talking about Dan Rather's lies, and she stood up. Dan, you're saying Dan Rather's in on the assassination. I said, no, ma'am. All I'm saying is he's a liar or an idiot.
Take your pick. Well, that's what I like about
pick one.
That's what I like about Dan Baldwin. He holds back. Yeah. You know, you can tell. Just shy Dan. Dan Baldwin, our life strategist today here on Strategies for Living. Having fun with Dan. We'll be back.
You're gonna see the difference when you go to Azalea Cleaners. You'll hear about it too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958, plus laundry, alterations and repairs, comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends because they'll see it too. They'll notice the Azalea difference. Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road. Plus, the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text SETUP to 249-8283, and Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text SETUP to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. AzaleaCleaners.com.
Hi, this is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality and quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pintail, and you need to know that Pintail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our family's lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pintail's business, our fluid-applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pintail at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building. That's 226-7663. Pintail Roofing. What's the condition of your roof?
And he can tickle the ivories, too. Dan Baldwin, old piano.
Hello.
Welcome back. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Dan, the only thing that I complain about any time you come on is the hour just passes so quick when you're on. And so, folks, we've been talking to Dan about ghostwriting. If you want to find out more information about his work, go to danbaldwin.com, and you can find his phone number there. As he said, call him up, chat with him, email him back and forth. If you've got a book in you, this is a guy that can help get it out of you. danbaldwin.com. What do you want to leave us with, Dan? You got about a minute.
One thing on my last comment about, the American people are grotesquely uninformed. That I did not mean that they are ignorant.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, grotesquely uninformed is it's a description, and it's a choice, and people can choose to become informed. It's a matter of choice.
Mm-hmm. Well said. Well, my friend, it is always a pleasure to
it
chat.
It has been great.
And to catch up. And
for all your work in the world.
Yeah. Thank you for all you do. And folks, if you're curious and want to know more about Dan Baldwin, www.danbaldwin.com or his publishing outfit, fournightspress.com. And that's FOURKNIGHTS. FourNightsPress.com. Dan, thank you. And folks,
thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate you being here on Strategies for Living, and we appreciate our sponsors making it all possible, the Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing and Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator Italian Sausage, and some pretty good muffins, too. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call to make, who would you call? What would you say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Lauren Leon McMillan and for Dan Baldwin, I'm David McMillan. See you next time right here on Strategies for Living.